In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. I'd like to begin this morning with just a brief story, something I came across while I was getting ready for this morning, and it has to do with a dad who was at the supermarket. And he was in the supermarket pushing his cart along, and he had his child there, and the child was, of course, screaming. And a woman noticed that every time the child would scream, the man would say these words. He would say, "Keep calm, Albert, keep calm. Keep calm, Albert, keep calm." Finally, the woman was admiring this, so she went up to him and said, "I have to tell you how amazing it is to see how calm you are as your son Albert continues to scream." And the man replied, "Madam, my name is Albert." So I found this story interesting for a couple of reasons. First, as a parent of three, I find myself oftentimes praying for a little bit of patience or a lot of patience, depending on what's going on. Praying for patience is something I think that all of us this morning can relate to. To be a person of faith many times means that we need to be patient. There are times in our lives where the unexpected happens. There are times we find ourselves in the midst of a crisis, or we find ourselves trying very hard to be faithful. We find ourselves trying to believe, but the answers to our prayers are not coming fast enough. And this is clearly seen in this morning's readings. We see a man who had a son who was ill, and he was in need of help. He was in need of believing that someone could help him. We also see the apostles who were unable to help, unable to heal this man's son because their faith was a bit lacking. We read in the epistle this morning about Abraham who was promised so much. Abraham was a man who patiently, with hope, was able to be faithful and never faltered in his faith. This morning, I would like us to consider the faith that we witnessed by the apostles, or the lack thereof, and the faith of Abraham in order to better continue our journey through Lent. So our reading this morning comes to us from St. Mark's 9th chapter in his gospel, and it begins in kind of a dramatic way, right? We see a father who was very upset, and we hear these words from the scriptures. "At that time, a man came to Jesus, kneeling and saying, 'Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a dumb spirit, and wherever it seizes him, it dashes him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid.'" Then we hear a little bit more from the father, and we hear as well that he tried to get help for his son. The people he sought for help and were unable to do anything were the Lord's very own apostles. And upon hearing this, the Lord cries out and says, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" Now, it's certainly clear that the Lord was commenting on the disciples' lack of faith. But it's very interesting to note that the apostles at one time had no problem doing this kind of work. If we go back to chapter 6 in Mark's gospel, we hear these words, "And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits. So they went out and preached to the people, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them." So what happened? What was it that changed for the apostles? Well, what changed for them was their focus. They no longer looked to Jesus, but they were looking to themselves. They focused on their abilities, not on the one who gave them the ability to do these wonderful and amazing things. But they did not immediately realize this. So the apostles, being curious about why they couldn't heal the boy, they took Christ aside and they asked him, saying, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting." Someone once said that prayer and fasting is not magic, and he is most certainly correct. To do these exercises is not some magic pill, but prayer and fasting do something very important. Prayer and fasting open us up to a deeper relationship with Christ. Through our prayers, we reach out to him. We reach out to him in order to deepen that relationship with him. We reach out to him in order to realize who it is who is really in charge of our lives. Fasting helps us to tap down our own will so that God's will is the thing that is going to be done in our lives. And this is what the apostles were missing. This is why they needed to immerse themselves in prayer and fasting. And this is what we see that Abraham had. Abraham had a deep relationship with God. Think about the trust that this man had to have. He left everything and was told by God that he was going to inherit a land. And when he got there, guess what? Other people were already there. Then God told him that he was going to be the father of many nations, but they were unable to have kids for many, many years. And through all of this, Abraham was patient and faithful. Why? Because he trusted. He had a deep relationship with God. He believed the promise that God made to him, because he trusted in that relationship. There's a story about a certain home that caught on fire, and there was a little boy inside the house. In order to save himself, the little boy had to run up to the roof. And while he was up there, he heard his father, who was on the ground. His father kept crying down to him, saying, "Jump, jump, I will save you." Now you can only imagine that there was smoke and flames and all sorts of things. The little boy couldn't see his father, but his father kept telling him, "Jump, I will catch you." So the boy, in protest, cries down to his dad. He says, "But I can't see you." And the father cries up to him, "But I can see you, and that's all that matters." This kind of faith, to jump like that, is built on trust. The boy would have to deeply trust his father, and this is the exact faith that Abraham had. He trusted that God would certainly fulfill his promise, because he had no reason to doubt him. And this is not the faith, though, that we often see in our world. And this is not always the faith that we ourselves have. But this is the faith that we must gain. This is the faith that we must hand down to countless generations of Orthodox Christians that will come after us. And gaining this kind of faith begins here in this church. Gaining it begins by cultivating our relationship with God. It means remembering all the ways that God has worked to the benefit of all those in the scriptures. It means remembering all the ways that he has blessed us, even when things don't seem to be perfect or when things aren't always going our way. It means being patient, remembering that his ways are not our ways. It means remembering that his love is deeper and wider than anything we can truly imagine. My friends and my family in Christ, we are more than halfway to reaching the resurrection of our Lord. Let us continue to take advantage of what we are offered, of the tools to deepen our relationship with Christ. Let us continue to look to him as we continue with our prayer and our fasting. Let us look to him and trust that his will be done in our lives. Let us deepen that relationship. And as St. Paul this morning said, allow it to become a sure and steadfast anchor for our souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.